And now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, a fun, informative green talk radio show featuring guests from all over the country talking about how living green can be fun. Visit Mrs. Green's website at www.MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com for more information about her guests.
Hello, Tucson. Hello, world. Happy New Year. Happy Saturday. I am so happy to be back. And there is nothing new. I'm excited about my guest. I'm excited about the news I have to share with you. Every Saturday, the same kind of green magic happens. This is News Talk 790 KNST. I am indeed Mrs. Green. This is my two-year anniversary of the show. I cannot believe it. It's like, oh my goodness, where did last year go? I love when they do that. Okay, I have as my guest today, I would call him a gentle giant, not in that he's 6 feet eight or anything, but when I heard Chris Peterson from PPG speak, he said, you know, I'm just a paint guy, but he didn't fool me because I heard him speak, and he pretty much knows everything you ever wanted to know about paint. He makes even the concept of watching paint dry interesting because he's got a lot to share with us, and he will do it. They're doing an outstanding job as a company in the world as leaders for supporting the responsible use of fuel, for really producing a quality product that has low environmental impact. And he amazes me, and so do this company. So I will be talking to him and, of course, firing my questions away. I want to talk a little bit about my sponsors, as always, and I'm really happy with this news that Honda Insight was named one of the top three most fuel-efficient cars and SUVs by Kelley Blue Book's Greenest Cars. So it wasn't like by Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, which would be a little biased, but Honda and Volkswagen were six of the top 20 cars and SUVs. So I am really proud to have Chapman as my sponsor. And then this kind of little weird thing that happened to me that I have to tell the truth on the air to my closest friends is I have been feeling weird not having my car wrapped. I'm like, I don't like driving around in an unmarked car. That's what I decided. I like people to know that Mrs. Green is in the neighborhood. So my car is getting wrapped on Monday, which is great. And Chapman is using a local company called Signage, my friend Sue Callanan. So it's all about making the great green local thing happen. And I'm proud of Chapman for taking that recommendation. And Sue Callanan, who's a local owner, is happy to do it. And then I have kind of a two-in-one announcement. Mrs. Green is going on the road, which you know I love to do. And it's a community called Silver Bell by Doucette. I'm going out to visit it after the show. And it's gold LEED certified as a community. And when I met with Tom Doucette yesterday, he told me lots of cool things, including that they recycled almost 90% of their post-construction waste. And guess where? You got it. The Fairfax Companies, one of my other big sponsors. So at Fairfax, at several of the facilities, I believe, they actually do the sorting for LEED certification, which is a big pain in the neck. You have to put this here and that here and tin here and blah, 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 blah. And Fairfax will do that for you. So it was a great green connection, and Fairfax and Doucette are doing the right thing. So I was really happy. I hope that you'll just really get up, get on your feet, get up and make it happen and come to the live remote on the 30th. We're turning it into this whirling dervish of green fun. And Terry D is going to be there from Habistore, so you can drop stuff off for the store. We're working on getting a guy to do organic coffee, so you can have some organic fair trade coffee. Our friend Colleen Crown and Shield said she'd be there. So, Andy, maybe you can do a live remote. Wouldn't that be good?
I would love it.
PermaClean is coming, and Renee is going to do some demonstrations on green cleaning materials. Some of the stuff that I read this week, that blew me away the most, how we could literally all stop buying commercially produced green cleaning materials for our home and use things like white vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, and kosher salt. I'm like, how do you get the stuff off if it's rough? So I've been reading unbelievable stuff, and the Mrs. Green household is going to be moving in a greener direction. We already have, but we're ready to take it the next level. So start the new year at right. If you want any information from me at all, then you can email me info@MrsGreenGoesMainstream. But I can send you to a bunch of green websites that will save you so much money and be better on your health and be better for the environment. It's the Green Trifecta. So we have a caller, and I'm really excited about this program, too. There's no newsflash there. But before I go to Nadia from Rise Equipment Recycling Center, another known, like it's an unknown treasure in Tucson, I want to talk about Bruce Dusenberry. Bruce Dusenberry is a really good friend of mine, and he was just about a week ago awarded by the Metropolitan Chamber of Commerce as Tucson Man of the Year. And I am so proud of that. I'm proud that they are a partner with Mrs. Green. He owns Horizon Moving and Storage, and their website's Horizon Moves, and they sponsor the Green Trivia, and they do stuff on our newsletter as well. But I think it's awesome. A locally owned businessman. The woman who got it is another friend of mine, Cindy Parsegian, who, as most people know, three of her four children died from Niemann-Pick's type 3 disease, and she has been a champion and a warrior to fighting this disease. So I was really happy with the picks this year. And now let's go to Nadia. Nadia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with our listeners and with the people in the studio and with the world about the Rise Equipment Recycling Center. Tell us about it.
Well, thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it. Basically, we are a local nonprofit, 501c3, and what we do is we take old computers that are refurbishable and we refurbish them to Microsoft-approved refurbisher standards. That means that any computer that you donate to us is guaranteed that your hard drive is going to be wiped clean or destroyed. So if we have a computer that is refurbishable, we then take it and install the new Microsoft product as well as an Office system in it, and then we make those computers available to low-income individuals. And when I say low-income individuals, it has to be someone in the community that's receiving some sort of state-funded assistance. So we have several projects where we can either donate a computer to low-income individuals or we can actually sell them at a reduced price.
Yeah, and the reduced price is really reduced.
It is, yes.
Is it $25 or something?
No, it's $100 per computer, but it's the CRT monitor, the computer with the Microsoft product in it, keyboard and a mouse.
Yeah, for $100.
For $100, and it comes with a 60-day guarantee on it. So if anything goes wrong, we will fix it for you.
Okay, and the other thing is, just on the computer thing alone, because there's more things I want you to share about this center, like where it is, but you have like little magical wizards that volunteer, correct, that are in there doing this for the computer refurbishing.
Correct. We have a great local volunteers that come in and refurbish the computers for us. The computers that are not refurbishable, we dismantle them here. So we have a lot of community volunteers that come and help put the motherboards out of the computers and the hard drives and all the components, you know, that end up being recycled.
Right. What is a CRT monitor?
A CRT monitor, it's the old monitor. It's not the new flat screen panel, you know, but it's the older monitors that people are moving away from.
Okay, because they were energy hogs, right?
Exactly.
Love it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what else do you do? Because I went in there and I thought I'm down the rabbit hole of recycling. There's volunteers. There's stuff. Oh. I bought a phone for my daughter for Christmas. There's printer cartridges that are donated, that are unused, that businesses can go buy.
Exactly. Yeah, we take pretty much anything that the community wants to donate to us, like unwanted office furniture, unwanted printer cartridges, any small electronics. We don't accept any big appliances like fridges and stuff like that, but we do take anything. Small household appliances, you know, we will fix them and we will sell them at a very reduced cost, like vacuums, printers, phones, as you mentioned.
Well, the vacuum cleaners, I mean, I'm not going to say who it is on air because I don't want to get in trouble, but a company here, a big, big, big company, donates them to you, and they're just demo vacuum cleaners.
Correct.
Am I right?
Uh-huh.
So you
so
can
we
go,
just,
yeah.
We just go ahead and clean them, you know, and test them to make sure, you know, that they are in working condition, and then we put them out for the general public to come and purchase them at a reduced price.
Okay, and tell people where you are, because I drove down there. I'm like, I have driven on this road 150 million times and never even noticed it. So tell people where you are and how they donate, and can they get a tax form for the donation?
Yes, we are located at 1134 South Park. We are on Park just north of 22nd.
Just north of 26.
And we do have a big sign. It says Rise.
I saw that. That helped me so that I didn't pass it. That's a new sign, I think, relatively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We do. All of the donations to us are tax deductible because we are a nonprofit. So you do get your own receipt. We don't charge anything for donations. The only disposal fee that we do have is a $15 disposal fee for TVs. Because TVs are like a really big concern for the community, and we have them shipped to another city to get correctly recycled. So we have a cost involved there. So we have to charge to take in TVs. But other than that, we do not charge a penny to accept any of your donations. And like I said, we are a nonprofit, so you will get a receipt.
Right.
We're having a big event on the 23rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We're
Mrs. Like Green a... did not know this. You have to email me.
I know. We just came up with this idea. We want to have an event where you can just drive up and get your donation to us.
So not a drive-by, just a drive-up.
Just drive up, and we'll just take it away from you, and you're done.
Okay,
you get
so...
your receipt, you know. So we're just really trying. You know, we try to keep our landfills clean, and we try to help the community back, like I was saying, by donating some of the items.
Well, the 23rd is perfect amount to for me to give notice. I can paste it on the Mrs. Grand Facebook page. I can Twitter about it. So if you get me the information, I will get it out to the community. Nadia, we've got to go to a break. Thank you so much for calling in, and good luck. Keep in touch. Get me the information. Stay tuned to hear Just the Paint Guy, Chris Peterson, talk to you about PP&G. We'll be right back. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST. Welcome back, everybody. Time flies when you're having fun. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where we're proving that living green is fun. And we are going to inform you today again about some great green things happening in the world. I am the voice of green, and I can barely say this without laughing. Please consider following me on Twitter. You'll be glad you did. That's all I'm going to say. I don't tweet about I'm going to bed, I have a headache, I brush my teeth. I just Twitter about green tips, about the show, about things happening in Tucson. So I would love you to follow me on Twitter. Here I am at 59 years young, and I tweet, and I think how tweet it is, and I don't care who's listening that thinks that's dumb. Okay, green tip. Use low or no VOC paints whenever you paint anything. And my comment is because of companies like PP&G, you can now find a broad range of paints like this without sacrificing the quality or the performance, which is one of the reasons why Chris Peterson is here. And Chris, from now on, it's all about you. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. I'm going to fire away. So I've heard of PP&G. I'm from New Jersey, long time ago. Big name back there. And I heard you speak at an Arizona apartment rentals meeting.
Arizona Management Association.
Management Association. Never get those things right. And I was enthralled. And it took me this long to get you to be as a guest. But give people a sense of the global leadership that PP&G is providing. First of all, what does it stand for?
Pittsburgh Plate Glass.
Right. My husband said Pittsburgh Paint and Glass.
Plate
Glass. Mm-hmm. So it's not even paint in the word.
Nope.
What they do is paint everything all over the planet.
Yes.
Okay, that's their choice. I thought it was Pittsburgh Paint and Glass. Okay, Paint Glass. So talk about the global leadership. You're very excited and you know a lot about that.
Well, yeah, we're just about on everything, period.
Okay, starting so you with can, airplanes.
We're on 2/3 of all jetliners in the world. We're on about 70% of automobiles. We're on Pepsi products, Coke products, Anheuser-Busch products,
now,
ATMs.
Tell them what you said about the Anheuser-Busch products. You're on Bud?
We're on Budweiser cans and Bud Light cans, but I would try to convince everybody to drink Budweiser because there's more paint on the outside of the can.
That's right. It cracks me up. Kimberly Clements, if she's listening, she's thrilled because they're the Bud people, right? The Anheuser-Busch people. Okay. So when you say we're on airplanes, is it the outside paint?
Yeah, we're on the coatings and the glass also.
You do the glass?
Mm-hmm.
That's the plate glass,
yep.
Probably. Okay. And I would think that that has to be such a durable product.
Very
because
durable.
Because it's airplanes that go up, sun, rain, sleet, hail, atmospheric pressure.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, and you do almost all of the airlines?
About 2/3.
2/3, okay. And then you gloss over these things. So cars. 70% of the cars?
Yep. 70% of all cars have PPG products on there protecting their car, it's the coating or over the plastic pieces under the hood.
Okay. So that's really a commercial market.
Mm-hmm.
That's selling to car manufacturers like Ford and GM and
yep.
hopefully Honda too, and VW,
right.
a couple of my personal favorites. Okay. And then what about the coatings for beverage containers? I'm reading about that in the literature this morning. Is it a safe coating?
It's a very safe coating. It's on the inside of cans and bottles.
Okay.
You know, when you hear that fizz when
right.
you open a Coke can, that's our product working to help the Coke or Pepsi, whatever it is, stay fresh.
And because I read so much about this company, I believe it. But if I didn't, I would be suspicious about toxins leaching. So I can't imagine PP&G having some toxic in there that leaches into your drink.
They would never.
I would never. That's how I feel. I mean, this branding company, the branding they do and what your corporate page looks like. Okay. Now, what about who do you want as your customer? What are you doing here in Tucson? Like, who's your target market?
I target commercial contractors, residential repainters, industrial markets, just about everything there is that could be applied.
Anything that needs paint?
Anything that needs paint.
Okay. All right. And then what about, tell us about the contract you have with the graffiti company. Is it okay to talk about that on here?
Sure,
I hope so.
Sure, we could talk about it.
Green has no secrets.
Well, the company is GPC, and they're based out of Los Angeles. And they cover up graffiti, you know, taggers. Now, we supply just about 90% of all their coatings.
So when somebody goes out and tags...
They go out
PPG
and cover
to
it
the rescue.
They have contracts with a lot of cities, Phoenix, Tucson, Vegas, Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Oakland, and they're still growing. They're a pretty new company, but all they do is cover graffiti, and the cities love it.
You know, it just what flashed on me is if there's a problem, there's an entrepreneur that has an answer to the problem. I'm not kidding. Somebody said, oh, I'm going to start a company to cover graffiti and made a business out of it, a booming business, obviously.
Exactly.
And I know when we first met, we kind of talked about we didn't want to really talk about it because maybe it would encourage graffiti. Well, I don't think we have a high percentage of graffiti listeners for Mrs. Green. I think we're minimizing our exposure.
They're busy.
It makes me so sad. And I know for some of them, I look at it and it's an art form. Some graffiti is beautiful. I'm sorry to say that. But it's like, why don't you take that obviously God-given talent and use it somewhere where your artwork can be creative? I don't know. I'm sure that the graffiti company doesn't think that, but I look at it and say, oh, that's really pretty. But it's not really pretty on that person's building.
Yeah, that's why they started their company. They don't like seeing graffiti all over the place. So.
And they get on it fast.
Yeah, they do it
right
away. They have a lot of trucks out there just cruising around, getting emails to go here, this street.
They probably get tweets now.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So who do they contract with? Like the police department and
The police department, the city. The city of Tucson's one of them. You know, the police department is the biggest one. You know, you call 911 if you see graffiti. And then they call the GPC company and tell them to go out there.
And send out a little alert. Why did they pick your company? Do you have any idea? I mean, that's a big corporate question, but why did they pick your company? Because it's the best paint?
I think it's the best paint.
I know you do.
And I think they do, too. They've tried a lot of different companies that are here out in the West. But... we can make all their colors. There's a lot of colors out here in Tucson.
Okay, I didn't think of that. They don't just spray paint on white buildings. That's right.
Right.
They might do turquoise.
They do
and yellow,
washes,
green.
Highways,
oh, and
houses,
washes.
Commercial buildings. They do it all.
So what do you do when they spray it on like a divider that's kind of concrete? What do you do with
that? We have a lot of different grays that we've been making for them over the time. So they know what grays are what. So
they'll
come in and ask for number 21 gray.
Right, right.
And then they go out there and paint it.
That's really, really intriguing to me. How bad, do you know how bad the graffiti problem is in Tucson? I have no clue.
It's pretty bad. It's not like Oakland, but it's really bad.
No.
You don't notice because it's always being covered by this company.
By the 911 call,
right.
I saw graffiti. I just can't imagine calling 911 for graffiti. But anyway, but that is really interesting. And what's the name of the company again?
GPC, Graffiti Protective Coatings.
Okay. I think it's so entrepreneurial. I really can't believe it. So if not, we have to go to break already. I cannot believe it. What happened to this?
We just started.
We did just start. So this is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. We're talking to Chris Peterson from PPG. We'll be right back. I have a bunch more questions. Thanks for tuning in. Don't touch that dial. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790 KNST, where we are having fun. Time is flying on this Saturday, and we are talking with Chris Peterson from PPG, which for this whole entire time I thought was Pittsburgh Paint and Glass, and I was wrong. It doesn't say it anywhere. It says PPG, PPG, PPG. So it is Pittsburgh Plate Glass. And I'm just going to keep calling it Pittsburgh Paint and Glass because what do you do is sell paint. So I think it'd be a good idea to, the first thing, if it's okay, Chris, I want to comment on branding. I'm all into branding because of Mrs. Green and who I associate with and how important your message is from the inside out. Well, PP&G has nailed it. Would you agree?
Yeah, I do.
Like, they really care. So this brochure that you got, I read it. And they were laughing at me because I have a little note on to read this on the air. But it said, it's a really high quality brochure. Agreed. Too bad we don't have a little TV camera here. Andy, what do you think? Good? Pretty,
right? I like it. Well done. Well laid out. Great colors.
It's gorgeous. And it looks very green. And it says ecological solutions from PPG. But on the back, it says printed on 100% post-consumer paper, which means it's paper that was recycled, and then processed chlorine-free, so they didn't try to sneak that under the radar. FSC certified, and I know that's something about the Forestry Association for replacing trees. I'm not sure what FSC stands for because PPG was, you know, paint for me. And manufactured using biogas energy. And I'm thinking, I want these guys to do my brochures because they are green from the inside out. Okay, so enough about my going over the top about PPG. Tell us about, in common, ordinary, if I want to go to the paint store and I'm a homeowner, what kind of paints do you have? I mean, that is really, this brochure, I'm like, thank God I don't have to pick and I'm not in charge of painting. Flat, eggshell, semi-glass, primer, sealer. So the whole enchilada.
We have it all. We have it all for homeowners, contractors, you know, people that own stadiums, you know, private jets, cars. We have it all. But for homeowners, we have every type of paint you can think of.
And the thing is, though, what happens, like when you say stadiums, we don't want to talk about that in Tucson because that's a really bad subject. But okay, I lost my train of thought because I could really go down the rabbit hole about the stadiums, all right? So when someone comes into you, and just suppose they're like me, and they don't know anything about paint other than it would work or it wouldn't, do you have people that are trained and certified and understand, and they say, well, I want my house to be LEED certified? Do you have all that knowledge as just the paint guy?
We do. I know a lot about it,
you
but
do.
Not everything. If somebody goes into the store, our guys in the store also know a little bit about it. So if you're looking for something that's LEED certified, anything that says ecological solutions on the can is by their standards NC 2.2.
And that's a LEED certification?
Yes.
What does that mean? NC, what did you say?
I don't know what the NC 2.2 is. It's a standard, but LEED is, you know, leadership in energy and environmental design.
Right. And that's the Doucet community. They got a gold LED rating LEED standard for the community. So I can't wait to talk more about that when I go out there after today. So hello, Lou, if you're listening, I'm going to check and see if you listen to this. Now, the Green Seal certification, that's another national certification. That's not anything to do with PPG. Some of your paints meet that standard, correct?
Yes. We were the first paint company nationally to have a brand that's Green Seal certified.
Okay. What is wrong with paint? Then you just go buy paint and you put it on your walls. I was allergic to enamel as a little girl and would have severe breathing attacks, which I have outgrown, but I'm not around enamel very much anymore. What's wrong with paint? What's in it that makes it you sick and the environment, it off gases?
There's VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds. And those are solvents that evaporate. And when they connect with other, you know, properties in the air, it creates smog.
Off-gassing that you can't see.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it tricks you. And one of the guests I had, one of my very first guests was a guy named Greg Horn, and he wrote a book called Living Green, and he got sick. He got deathly ill. He got environmental disease, which I didn't even know existed, and part of it was the off-gassing of the paint. And so is that when you say off-gassing, is that when it smells like fresh paint?
Well, VOCs, you know, it has a part of the role with smelling. You know, when it evaporates, it's just off-gassing constantly, which is bad. You don't want that.
Really bad.
And our peer performance line is zero VOC, so there's no off-gassing. If you use another brand of product that has VOCs in there, it's constantly off-gassing, which is creating bad inside, you know, air for
bad
you.
Bad for your lungs,
mm-hmm.
bad for the pets, bad for the environment. Because when you open
kidneys,
the door, it goes
liver,
out. Kidneys, liver,
central nervous system, and, you know, it can also give you memory loss.
And that is something I don't want to even talk about at 59. You know what, though? This is what really gets to me. It's just coming to light. I don't think there were a bunch of bad people that got up and said, let's put really awful things in paint and then we'll make people sick. But I don't think the general population connects how many new diseases there are with how many toxic chemicals we got exposed to.
We're trying to get rid of that.
We're backpedaling. PP&G is trying to backpedal, but it really is. Now, what about cost? A lot of the criticism for green is that it's more expensive. I can get 4 gallons of paint for 1 gallon of this no VOC. What's the price comparison for standard paint that you'd go get in a big box store?
Well, our Pure Performance line, that's very reasonable. It's probably mid-grade in pricing.
Okay.
But the quality is outstanding for a low odor, zero VOC product.
So, like, seriously, and when you paint it, if I went home and painted my dining room, which we have a better chance of seeing Elvis, which I did last night because it was his birthday, would you not smell anything?
No, there's virtually no smell.
You are kidding me. Okay.
But everybody picks up different smells. Everybody's different.
Right. Okay. So then it's not that more expensive. One of the things my husband used to say is you need so much more of it because it's watered down. PPG took care of that.
Yes.
It's good.
Yes.
It's one coating?
One coat.
Okay. All right. I believe you. I really do believe you. Now, what about, I want to talk a little bit about the view from, as I call the view from 30,000 feet, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit more when we come back. What else do you want to tell us about? Because I'm thinking about my listener who wants to paint. Why would an apartment owner pick a regular paint to do all his apartments, or is there a commercial brand paint that's better if you own an apartment and it's going to be higher use or something?
Right. Yeah. There's commercial lines of paint, and there's high end products that we have for, you know, large custom homes. You know, it really depends on how much you want to spend, you know, the better quality paint you'll get.
So you're telling me that if you have like larger homes, you can spend more for your paint and it'll be better?
The quality gets better the more you spend.
Okay.
You know, and it is
everything.
Worth it. It doesn't fade as fast. The color stays there. You know, it's durable.
Until I met you, I really didn't think about paint a lot, except for that it really smells. So, I mean, I don't even have all the questions that I want, but I'm like, okay, this guy knows a lot, and I'm interested about what there is to know about paint. And who are some of your, like, the target markets that you're going after, you yourself, in this community? Because it is a new community, and it's a market that you want to penetrate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I work in Tucson and Sierra Vista. So with Sierra Vista, I do the government over there and residential repainters. Here in Tucson, I target commercial, a little bit of industrial, and a lot of residential repaint.
How do people hear about you? Is it mostly word of mouth, or do they know?
A lot of people have known of us because not everybody's born and raised here in Tucson. They're from all over the world, too. And they know who PPG is.
They'll
come to our store saying, oh, well, you're here in town.
We're so glad.
Thank God.
All those back Easterners. I know.
Right.
That's really good. I know. That's really good. And then what about, this is another thing that I'm going to be on all year. I don't always think green. I don't when I'm picking someone to do something for me. So now, next week, I have a guest, and he's from the Arizona Green Plumbers. And I loved talking to him. It was like talking to you. His knowledge, he's on fire about green. Are there companies that you can call that will say to you, I use PPG paints, I'm a certified green painter? Because people have to start doing that.
Right. Yeah. There's a couple out there that will just say, I like PPG because of, and then they'll tell you everything that I've been telling you, that we're a great company. You know, we're helping the environment and things like this. It's good quality paint.
Okay. But and they just use your paint?
Strictly,
so
yes.
There'd be a name of somebody. Do you have anybody you want to give a plug to? Because it's my show and I can do that.
Well, Affordable Quality Painting, he uses us a lot. And he uses Pure Performance. He pushes that.
the top of the line.
Right. Okay. And then there's Manor Hall, which is also a green product. We have more than 10 different types of green products.
Okay.
Pure Performance is zero VOC. Everything else is under 50 grams per liter, which is very safe.
Yeah, which I don't know much about. How are we on time, Andy? Okay, we're good. All right, so this guy who owns Affordable Quality Paint, Tucson?
Yes, based? Tucson. His name is Brandon Malice.
Brandon Malice, he's probably happy. You have to tell him you gave him a shout out.
Yep, I'm going to call him right
but
after
I
this.
But I just, you know, I mean, when people are, they're getting their carpet clean, I get a little, like, catch in my voice, and I think, I don't say anything a lot, but are you using a green carpet cleaner? Talk about toxic waste. When you get somebody to come in and clean your carpet, they put all kinds of garbage on it, and it does off gas, and your pets can get sick. Your kids, if you have babies, they're crawling around. So some of my friends have been calling PermaClean, and Renee's been a guest on the show. She's a Wikipedia about alternative cleaning products. But Andy and I were talking about it before you got here. We've got to get people to not just think this is daunting, this is overwhelming. I have to do just one thing. I'm going to repaint my house this year, and I'm going to use a green painter.
Right.
I need replumbing. I need to use the Arizona Green Plumbers. And it's not just about the people that support Mrs. Green. It's just about making the conscious choice, because we're all breathing the same air. It's not like, okay, they painted their house, so it's not going to bother me, because when they opened the door, it came out in my neighborhood, so I don't like it. Okay, so over 60, well, how many did you say? How many different products? 10?
Yeah, there's more than 10 that are just green product.
Okay, do you sell any paint in your store that I could paint my airplane with? Don't you like that? I'm putting it out
the same
there.
Thing. That's scary.
That's right. And I want a green airplane. Do you think that's going to be allowed by any by the FAA?
It could be. It could
be.
So
you guys think I'm kidding, but I'm not kidding.
It would have to be powered by a rubber band.
<I'm> sorry. That's true. Somebody said to me, "Well, you wouldn't get an airplane, would you?" When I said, "When I am the Oprah of green, yes, it's very efficient instead of standing in all those lines." But I thought, wouldn't it be fun to have a green colored airplane? You guys are looking at me like deer in the headlights.
No. What if it went down in the woods? They'd never find you.
I want it to be light green. So let's stay tuned for that dream. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790. We're interviewing Chris Peterson from PPG. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about the big view of this company and what they're doing around the world. Stay tuned. Welcome back, everybody. This is Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream, News Talk 790, KNST. Have some fun by signing up for my newsletter, MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com. We're getting to launch a new website in the next, I don't know if some of my buddies are listening that are working on it. Not really next week, but soon. And it's talk about a labor of love and hate and challenges. Relaunching our website, it's a lot of work. That's all I can tell you. It's a lot of content. So anyway, welcome back, Chris Peterson from PPG. One of the things that impressed me, Chris, is the research and development that this company is doing that I wouldn't say is just all about paint.
Right.
Agreed?
Agreed.
So what are they doing?
Well, they're building fiberglass blades now for windmills. To create energy that way instead of burning things.
So they're manufacturing them to sell to companies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And using the coating also.
Okay, to protect it, because that most of them, a lot of them are in the oceans.
Yeah, they're in the oceans now to get out of everybody's way. You know, you don't want to drive down the highway and see windmills everywhere.
Why do people not like that? Like when we go through that part of Palm Springs, what's so bad about that?
I think it's cool. I like seeing them.
So too. And a lot of these greenies are like, well, I like them. And I think wind power is great, but don't put it in my backyard.
Right.
I just wouldn't really find that too absolutely awful, horrible. Okay. So they're doing that. And then aren't they doing windmill farms?
That I'm not sure of. I mean, you can go on to your website and maybe link ours and find out more about it. But that I don't know.
They're doing windmill farms in Holland.
Yeah.
And just measuring the impact. Mm-hmm. And another thing you don't think about is that if you put these, see, you just connected another dot for me. If you put these windmills in the ocean and they're leaching some type of awful toxins, that's not helping our oceans.
That's not going to help.
And they may be in worse shape than the earth.
Right.
Because I'm going to have some guests on in a couple of months about the oceans. And I'm absolutely obsessed about what we're doing to the species in the oceans on a daily basis. So they're doing windmills. What other kinds of things are they doing? Do they continue to work towards, how can they get better than no VOC paint?
Well, we can just make the rest of our lines no VOC, but
you don't just flip a
switch. Right, you can't just do that. But we spend hundreds of millions of dollars in research and development every year on making our products better, safer for the environment, and higher quality, really.
And that being like, is there anything dirty about glass? Like, I don't know. Do you know anything?
I'm just a paint guy.
I know. There's dirty gold. Is there dirty glass? I got to look that up. But maybe there's byproducts and stuff like that. So tell people where your stores are. I think it's funny that you said people from around the country say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here. Right. Where are your stores in Tucson?
We have a store on South Swan or North Swan, 919 North Swan.
And then I know where that one is.
And then we have another one on Ajo and Dodge on 43rd Street.
Okay, so how do you get there, Ajo and Dodge?
You go north on Dodge from Ajo, and then you take a right on 43rd, and it's right there by Distinctive Carpets.
Okay, is that a is that a commercial use? I mean, do you have different...
That's a store that's more of like a warehouse. They do industrial and large commercial jobs out of that store.
Okay.
The one on Swan's more for like homeowners, residential repainters.
And that is exactly what I would think. And I think, I don't know, I think we might have a caller, which I always forget to say that. And people, if you're listening, 880-5678. We love to answer questions. I get so wrapped up in the interview. Do we have a question from Mark? Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Hi. You have a question for our guest?
Not so much a question as I just wanted to back up what Chris has been saying. As a painter in Tucson, I've been doing what we call production painting for years. Obviously, with the housing market now, we're all going more into repaint work. And I just want to say I used to have those preconceived notions about the low VOC and the green paints and stuff. But now as you get out there and start working with these people, that's what the people want. And when you use it, you realize that it is actually no odor. And then you mentioned that Pittsburgh Paint has it, and you know, I'm doing a lot of work in Green Valley. And for retired people in Tucson, they're always surprised to know that Pittsburgh's in Tucson and that they've got these great products. And you take them out there and use them. Once you start using them, and I was against it for a long, long time, but once you get out there and start using them, you realize they are good products. And I just wanted to back Chris up on that. It's a great product.
I love it. And what's the name of your company?
Mark Miller Painting.
Okay, see, we really appreciate hearing from you, and I love that testimonial, so I've got the Mrs. Green goosebump thing going on, and it's great to hear that from the market. It really is an unsolicited feedback, so thank you. And
I love the show.
Oh, thank you so much. That makes me feel good, too. It's my anniversary, so what a nice anniversary call. Okay, speaking of which, Chris, didn't you want to say hello to somebody? I love doing this
parents.
On my show. And where are they listening from?
They're all the way out in Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, okay. He goes, yeah, my parents are listening. I said, well, do you want to say hello? And he said, yeah, live streaming. So this is a family show, except when I say things that I'm not supposed to say. We had my granddaughter on a couple of weeks ago for Pennies for Peace, 9 years old, and she did well. And they're going to replay the show up in Taos, New Mexico, because her teacher was told that she was on the radio. So that's fun. Okay, so research and development, a personal testimonial, affordable, you don't need 16 coats. What other, is there any other parting shot? Time flew. Here it is. It's like we go off the air and it's like, oh my gosh, that was 15 minutes. So what else do you have to share? Is there anything else? Can they get a hold of, find stuff out at the website?
They can find stuff out on the website. They can also give me a call. I can give my number out on your website, or I can do it now. It's up to you.
Do it now, and then people can always do info at Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. We love to hear from people, and I try to say thank you personally to as many. So you're going to give your cell phone number out?
Yeah, no. I don't mind.
Okay.
It's 520-631-9474.
And he answers it,
631-9474.
Okay, he does. He answers his phone, and he is just a paint guy. So what else? Anything else? I'm trying to think of it. I'm so impressed with this company. I had no idea you did. What is that? Airplanes and tigers and whatever. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Planes and stadiums and cars.
Lions, tigers, and bears.
Liars and tigers and bears. But isn't there – what was that movie?
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Airplanes and something.
Trains, planes, and automobiles.
Do you do trains?
I believe so, yeah.
That's what I was getting for. So you do trains. You have to do it. Okay. So we are going to wrap up. We're going to say goodbye. We're going to say have a great weekend. Plan on coming to the live remote. Plan on tuning in next week where we hear the Arizona Green Plumber. He's green on steroids. Have a great weekend. Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream. News Talk 790 KNST. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST. All about learning that going green can be fun. visit MrsGreenGoesMainstream.com and tune in next Saturday at noon for Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream on News Talk 790 KNST.